to this NPR station.
MNF in Tampa, 88.5, and WMNF.org all around the world. We got a great band on the show today. It's the Kid Royal Band, led by Chris Kid Royal. We're going to let them start off with a tune. Welcome, guys. What's this going to be?
Thanks for having us. We're going to play a little song I wrote called Freddy's Bender.
All right.
Yeah.
Getting down today on the Live Music Showcase with Kid Royal Band and led by Chris Kid Royal. Hey, Chris, welcome to the show once again.
Happy
Tell
to
us
be
a little
here.
Bit about how the band came to be and introduce the other two members, if you would, please.
Well, this is Ashley Galbraith on the bass, and this is Taylor Galbraith on the drums. And as you said, we are the Kid Royal Band. We're a fairly new band. We just released a brand new EP with four songs on it. And that was just about a month ago at the Hideaway, sold out show.
That's great.
And so we're a new group.
How did you all get together?
Well, we actually used to play together a few years ago. I used to work with the Galbraith Group. They had a family band.
Oh. Was it called the Galbraith Family Band?
Sure. That's funny.
It wasn't the Smith Family Band.
No, definitely okay.
So anyway, so then you decided to put this band together with two of the sisters here.
Absolutely, yeah.
All right. Well, it sounds great.
Well, thank you so much.
And you played with a bunch of people around the Tampa Bay area over the last few years.
Definitely. We were talking about the last time that I was here was with Betty Fox. I used to play in her band.
Okay.
And that was, I'm not sure how many years ago, but it's been a few years since I played with her. So.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, definitely.
Well, and now you're the Kid Royal Band.
Now here we are.
Let's have another song.
All right. Do this thing called Marty. It's an oldie but a goodie.
Endings. Endings are important, you know.
Agreed. Definitely.
Hey, it's the Kid Royal Band on our show today. This is WMNF Live Music Showcase. Mark Perfetti mixing the sound up today, doing a fabulous job. It sounds really good in my headphones. He's assisted by John Francis Banker today and Eric Dina and Dr. Richard Stone on the computer. We've got Carlos Hernandez. Hey, Carlos. Hanging out in the control room, making sure it gets on the air okay. And if you want to watch us on TV, go to Facebook. We're live on Facebook, LMS WMNF. In order to do that, video-wise, we got Bob Hope directing the thing. We've got Marcy and Tom Connors on cameras. and assisted. Today we've got Mr. Wide Shot himself, Larry Lockdown, on the third camera, doing a great job today. You know, he never complains. And he's just back from an all-expense-paid trip to Mexico. We took up a collection and sent him off, but he's back. And he said he had a great time. So.
Ooh, dang.
Yeah, well, he had an attitude problem, but he's okay now. That trip really helped him a
really
lot.
Really fixed him up.
Yeah, fixed him up good. Hey, let's have another song. I've done enough talking here.
All right,
this next song is a song I wrote when I was fairly young, back when I used to smoke cigarettes. And
I was just going to say, you don't do that anymore, do you?
Not anymore, but back in the day. What? What's so funny, y'all? So anyhow, this song I actually wrote on a gig because I did not have any cigarettes, which I believe is kind of how they used to do back in the old days. So.
What, write on gigs? I mean, why they run a gig? Or
yeah, I mean, I think a lot of my favorite guitar players from, you know, John Lee Hooker or Lightnin' Hopkins or any of those guys, you know, I think it was very spur of the moment. You know, I think they might have had an idea or two in their head. But
Well, all right, let's hear it.
All right. Some old blues for y'all. I've got the lonesome cigarette blues from my shoulder right on down to my shoes, yeah. I got those lonesome cigarette blues, baby, now. From my shoulder right on down to my shoes, yeah. I got those lonesome cigarette blues, baby, now. Ain't nothing that a man could use, yes. I went to the store, y'all. Found myself a pack. Woman behind the counter said, son, I don't know where your cigarettes is at, Lord, Lord. I got those lonesome cigarette blues, baby, no. From my shoulder right on down to my shoes, yes. I got the lonesome cigarette blues, baby, now. Ain't nothing that a man could use. That's right. Thank you.
stop by your mother's place. No one was there, yes. Stop by your sister's place, but nobody can now. I got those lonesome cigarette blues, baby, now. On my shoulder, right on down to my sheath, baby. I got those lonesome cigarette blues, baby, now. It ain't one thing that a man now could use.
All right.
Good job there. That's Kid Royal, the Kid Royal Band on our show today from WMNF in Tampa. You can listen to the show anytime you want, WMNF.org on the archive. And while you're listening, you might want to make a contribution to keep community radio and this show on the air. The radio station had our fundraiser a few weeks ago. Came up a little bit short, so if you didn't get a chance to donate during the marathon, you can still do it right now. Just give us a call here at the station at 813-238-8001, or just go online, WMNF.org. And the door is opening. I think we've got a note is being passed, and you can come walk right in there. And there you go. There you go. Okay, good. You can call us and leave a message, like this person did, at 239-9663. Or you can send us a text, but I don't know the text message off the top of my head. Otherwise, I would tell you. Does anybody know what? Mark, you know what that is? Anyway, we'll find that out. Anyway, if a person sent us a text, says, sounds great, could they play a cover? Would love to hear How Blue Can I Get by B.B. King. So I think these people have a lot of great original tunes, but I don't know. You could go see them. Tell us where your gigs are.
Well, we play every first Wednesday of the month at the Hideaway Cafe. And that's, you know, one of our favorite places in St. Pete to be at. We also have some other stuff coming up around town. I think you might have a sheet in front of you.
Yeah, here it says you're November 9th at Dunedin Wines.
Wines the Blues.
Wines the Blues is the name of the place. Okay.
Big blues festival out there.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Going to be lots of great acts. And
then you're going to be at Ruby's Elixir in St. Pete on November 29th.
Right.
And every other Thursday at Saltwater Hippie Beach Bar on Madeira Beach.
That's true.
Oh, you guys over there on the beach. Gee whiz.
It's a good life.
Charmed life.
Yes.
I'll tell you what, can you tilt your mic down just a little bit? I didn't know you were going to be standing up you were going to be sitting on your stool when I set that up. So that's been driving me crazy.
Oh, we got her now.
Okay. Kid Royal and the Kid Royal Band here with Ashley Galbraith on the bass, Taylor Galbraith on the drums, and Kid Royal doing very busy on the guitar. You got to play a lot when it's just a trio.
Absolutely. We do some gigs where we do have a keyboard player or the odd time another guitar player, but generally, yeah, it's the trio, and I'm up front. I got to do a lot of work on this guitar.
Pull your weight.
Well, I'm enjoying the sound, so let's have another song.
All right, this next song is off the new EP. It's sort of a kind of coincidence. They asked for some B.B. King. It's sort of a B.B. King style shuffle.
Well, that's good. Bubba will be pleased.
Heck yeah.
Bubba.
This one's called Conversation Blues, y'all.
One, two, three. Conversation, baby, and every word was true. I heard your conversation, baby, and every word was true. Don't need no explanation. I'm out in
tried to break my heart too. Where did you go last night? You tried to break my heart too. Don't need no explanation. I might as well say we're through. To your sister, she's saying I'm no good for you. When I walk through the front door, she still take my coat and shoes. I heard your conversation and every word was true. Don't need no explanation. I might as well say we're through. Well, I pack my bags, I'm leaving, baby. No, I don't wanna be a boy. My bags, I'm leaving, baby. No, I don't wanna be a boy. Heard your conversation. Every word you said was true.
Kid Royal Band on our show today here at WMNF. I'm Bill Dudley, and this is a show we do every Friday afternoon on community radio, WMNF 88.5 and WMNF.org all over the world. You can watch us live on Facebook. Just go to Facebook and type in LMSWMNF. And later on this evening or tomorrow morning, we're going to be on our YouTube channel. The show will be all edited and put up with some nice titles, courtesy Dr. Richard Stone, on our YouTube channel. So check that out.
Yeah, I was going to say, we get edited. That's, there you go.
Well, he'll put some titles on the songs.
Oh,
and
okay.
If you know, and if anything gets really boring, he'll splice it out.
Sweet. There you go. I was thinking you meant we could fix a mistake, maybe. You know?
If I would say just don't make any.
Okay. I guess live on radio, that's...
It is the live music showcase there, Chris. Come
true,
on now.
True.
Yeah, it is the live music. We got another text message, which is great considering I never gave out the phone number because text number. Kid Royal Band rocks. You guys are all great players and have a great cohesive sound. I think so, too.
Wow. Thank you.
Yeah, I think you guys are extremely cohesive. I was just saying that. Boy, they're cohesive.
That's a nice word, cohesive.
Yeah.
Cohesive. It's like peanut butter and honey.
Yeah.
They go together well.
They go together. They're cohesive.
That's
they
right.
Stick. They stick together.
That's what I'm saying, man.
Absolutely.
So when you have the trio, do you have to really plan out what you're going to do on the guitar? Talking to Kid Royal.
Well, that is an interesting question.
I mean, you know, because it's just you. Like, these guys back you up on everything you do, and sometimes the bass player will do like a little thing along with what you're doing. But mostly, they're just banging around, and you've got to be there in the spotlight.
Definitely. Well, that's sort of, I could answer it really simple or more complicated, I guess, because...
How about semi-complicated?
Yeah, go.
Okay. So to me, especially this kind of music, is all about feeling. So what I basically trained my brain to do since I was very young was not preconceptualize a thing. Everything is spot on. I never would approach a solo the same way twice, or even if the drums felt a little different, I might play a different rhythm. Very much to me, that's what I love about blues music, is that it is very spur of the moment, and spontaneous, and from the heart. You know, it's...
Well, does that mean that at one point, maybe earlier in your career, you came out with... You learned a bunch of really good licks or figured out a bunch of really good licks and then you throw some of them in, or are you just liable to do anything?
Well, yeah, I mean, I've been playing so long. I think my first guitar I got, I was 11. And my mom had these old record collections with, you know, B.B. King and Magic Sam and Muddy Waters. And
your mom had this collection?
Yeah, Lightnin' Hopkins, about anyone you could think of as
far
as
blues.
You
had a very cool mom.
Clearly.
Mm. I did, right?
Yeah.
Mama's hip.
Mama's hip mom. And she was actually a singer for about, I guess, about 30 years.
Where was this you were growing up?
I grew up in Canada, in London, Ontario.
Okay.
And so she used to play around and tour around, and you know, members of some well-known bands used to come in and sit in. People from the band.
Oh yeah.
And members of Janis Joplin's band as well.
So you got to hang with all these people.
Well, that was a bit before me, before I was born. I did see her play a few times, but she was already kind of put it aside. You know, starting to put it aside anyhow. Uh-huh. At that point.
Well, she passed it on then, huh?
Yeah, I did get to play with a couple of those people that she, you know, had brought in. John Till, who was in Janis Joplin's band. I remember, I think I was about 16 or something the first time she took me down there to go see him play and sit in. And
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, our band is the Kid Royal Band today, folks. And Kid Royal, who's just talking to you, Chris Kid Royal. Also in the band, Ashley Galbraith on the bass. And Sister Taylor Galbraith on the drums, doing a killer job.
Thank you.
Heller.
Let's have another song.
All right, this next one is also off the new EP. It's called Get Back Home.
I get back home, yes.
my baby gonna wait. Oh, she gonna work me. No, I get back home, yeah. I get back home, yeah. I get back home. I get back home. I get back home. I get back
Hey, what's that last chord?
You know, and that's another thing about
with
it.
With a little finger on the third fret there, what is that? You just play that.
The funny thing is, you know how we were talking about nothing really preconceived? I couldn't tell you what notes I'm playing.
Oh, I love that chord. That's just, that worked out. That's
I'll show it to you. You play too? Or?
Yeah. I was trying to figure it out.
I'll tell you what, when we're done here, we'll grab these two. We got two guitars.
All right. Well, next week we'll have a guitar lesson.
Hey, there you go.
On the show.
There you go.
Tune in and bring your guitar. Kid Royal Band on our show today from WMNF in Tampa. Mark Perfetti mixing it up. Doing a great job today. And he's assisted by John Francis Banker, Eric Dina, Richard Stone, Carlos Hernandez in the control room, making it all happen. Bob Hoke, our TV director. Marcy and Tom Connors on cameras, assisted by the wonderful Larry Lockdown himself, making a rare guest appearance in our studio. Speaking of sisters, we've got two sisters here, Ashley and Taylor. Yeah. Hey, ladies, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
And hello. You have a family band, you said.
Yeah, well, we did.
Yeah, we did.
At one point, it was my brother plays guitar, and my sister Ashley obviously plays bass, and we had a little family trio for a while. And then we started freelancing and kind of getting out and playing with some different cats. And, you know, years clicked by and we're playing with a few different bands. And here we are with Kid Royal. So, you know.
Yeah.
So you guys do all kinds of music or is it mostly blues? Or?
Yeah. Mostly roots music. Just you don't want to hear me play reggae. And you certainly don't want to hear me play some
white
straight
girl reggae.
Jazz. Yeah. It's not good. It's not good. I promise you. But
you
I try. Yeah.
I don't know. I've heard you say that, and then I've heard you play reggae before, and it sounds pretty good.
Well, it's just this. That's all I got.
That's all you need, baby.
Do the drop.
Yeah, that's all.
Well, we heard from Bubba. He really liked the conversation on Blues Song, and Michael from Tampa will definitely see this band.
Oh, cool.
Sweet.
And if we can go over the gigs again, or you can just, I'll tell you what, you can just go to kidroyalband.com. KIDROYALBAND.com.
Wow, that was impressive.
That was. It's
yeah,
like spelling
that's right.
Bee over
well,
here.
Well, I'm reading it off the sheet. So
oh, that
okay.
was really smooth.
Yeah,
very smooth.
He's a professional.
I hear that. I don't see that. I hear that.
Well, we've been doing this show for a year or two, you might say.
Just a little while. Good
We're
work.
Happy to have you guys on the show today.
Happy to be
yeah,
here.
Yeah, man.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
Well, Ashley, what about you on the bass? Did you always play the bass or do you play other stuff?
I did. I mean, I played piano for about 6 months, and I told my dad I hated it. I was like, Dad, I really want to play bass, man. I used to leave notes
well,
around
wait,
the house.
Wait, how old were you when you were going through this transition?
Let me see. I was 13, uh-huh. and I played piano for 6 months, and I'd leave little notes around the house that say, I love bass. I love bass.
Subliminal.
Yeah. And then one day he like took me to a private lesson, so that was it.
And Ashley got her little $80 Kramer bass.
Hey, man.
Look at you now.
Yeah.
What drew you to bass? What was it over drums? Or
just anything? Like low
man,
things.
Man, I like the low end. I've yeah. always been drawn to the low end.
Don't lie. She was cool. listening to a lot of Motley Crue.
Oh, yeah, dude.
And she wanted to be Nikki Six.
That was my jam when I was about 14, Motley Crue. Hey, I will still jam out to that. That is some good music.
It's so good.
It's so good. Come on.
All right, well,
he's like,
next.
Take the mic away from me, man.
I love it. Pirate jokes.
We'll get back to more from the Galbraith sisters, but let's have another song. What's this going to be?
We're going to do this thing. We're going to do a cover song. We're going to do a song called Ain't No Fun to Me. It's a song by Mr. Al Green. It goes like this.
Standing by the highway, waiting in the rain, yeah. Standing by the highway, waiting in the rain, no. Though the sun is shining, baby, just that cause great pain, yeah. It seems we make up just to break up. Take your love and affection, babe, if ever I can, now, oh, baby, now, and no fun to me, yeah. Ain't no fun to me, babe. Leaving you, woman, ain't no fun to me, yeah. And you woman, no, 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 ain't no fun to me, babe, yeah. Just thought the sun is shining, baby, it's a God's great pain, yeah. It seems we make up just to break up. Take your love and affection, baby, if ever I can, oh, baby, now, and now find me.
Times I feel so good, so darn good, yeah. to me now, baby, yeah.
So definitely all right. Kid Royal Band on our show today from WMNF in Tampa. You can watch us live on Facebook, LMS WMNF. And it's a great show today. We're joined here by Chris Kid Royal, guitars and vocals. We got Ashley Galbraith on the bass and Taylor Galbraith on drums. Doing a hell of a job today. It's really sounding good. Got that kind of low-down trio funky sound.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ew,
yes,
yeah.
Ew.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They've got one EP. Is that out or is that that's coming out
it's
or
out.
Is that already out? Okay.
It's out.
And it's available at the usual suspects.
Absolutely.
And they've got some gigs coming up. First Wednesday of every month at the Hideaway Cafe in St. Pete and some other gigs. You can check them out on their on the website Kid Royal Band.
.com, yeah.
.com.
Don't forget the .com.
.org.
I won't forget that. So Chris, you play with a bunch of great folks. Who is your favorite? I look on your bio here. It says you got to play with your biggest musical hero, Ronnie Earl.
Absolutely. I have loved Ronnie Earl since I was 15 years old.
Oh.
And I met him. He was playing the Tampa Bay Blues Fest a few years ago. And I was backstage and just happened to hit it off with them and ended up hanging out for a while that day. And then I think I played with him later that night and played with him. Me and actually one of the coolest things, probably my most favorite musical moment I've ever had was with Ronnie. I was playing up in Utah at the Utah Blues Festival with a band and I hadn't slept. I hadn't eaten anything. I just got off the plane.
That's important.
Got into the hotel, and who's sitting there but Ronnie Earl, you know, my hero. And he grabs me, and he says, Chris, Kid Royal, I'm going to go do something, and I would love for you to join me. And before he even said what it was, I was just like, man, yeah, let's go do it. And he said, told me, find an amp. So ran around and found an amplifier I could borrow from someone. And we went to a hospice for the homeless.
Oh, yeah, I saw that in your bio, yeah.
Yeah, we played, just played music for the people, man. And that was probably my, you know, it was beautiful.
That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. A listener called, said, Ronnie Earl doesn't invite just any old buddy to do a private gig with him. Kid Royal is awesome. And then Annie called, and she says, wanted to say this band is so good, tight but relaxed, really sexy stuff.
All right.
They must be watching.
Says Annie. And another caller says, Kid Royal is one of the most talented guitarists in the Tampa Bay area. People compared them to Stevie Ray Vaughan, and I agree with that.
Aww. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, we have exactly 10 minutes to go. You want to try to squeeze two more songs in here?
Yeah, absolutely. We have yet to do the sort of the single from the EP, which is another original song. It's called I Just Wanna Live.
Let's hear it.
All right.
together there. Kid Royal Band, our guest on today's live music show from WMNF in Tampa. If you love this live music showcase, don't forget you can always contribute to WMNF at our website, WMNF.org. Just go to the tip jar or give us a call during office hours at 238-8001. That's area code 813-238-8001. And the Kid Royal Band is our guest on today's show. They got one more tune that's going to fill us out towards the end of the show. We've got Taylor Galbraith kicking ass on the drums.
Thanks, man.
Ashley Galbraith doing the same on the bass. And Chris Kid Royal playing that twangy strat you love so well.
Heck yeah. Yeah.
So nice. Thanks, guys, for coming on the show today. It's been really fun.
Thank you for having us here.
We're gonna fill out our 4 minutes to go here with what are we going to play?
We're going to do it. The ladies and I were just discussing. We had something, but we're going to do a shuffle. We're gonna go out on the little blues.
I love shuffles.
Heck yeah.
All right, what's this called?
We'll know it once we get I don't know it. I don't like the plan, I told you.
All right. See you next week on the Live Music Showcase, folks.
Baby wants a mansion and a diamond ring. Big fine car and anything, but I'm a natural lover. I'm a natural born lover. When I tell me, baby, which one of us would you rather? All those mansions, they don't mean a thing. You could get yourself a real good thing, 'cause I'm a natural born lover. I'm a natural born lover. When I tell me, baby, which one of us would you rather? Those luxuries that don't mean a thing. You could get yourself a real good thing, 'cause I'm a natural born lover. I'm a natural born lover. When I tell me, baby, which one of us would you rather? Well, I'm a natural born lover. I'm a natural born lover. I'm a real good lover. I'm a natural born lover. I said, tell me, baby, which one of us would you rather?
Listening to WMNF Tampa. Stay tuned for the NPR News.